Coronary artery calcium, CAC scan. Understanding your scan and what it may mean. A comprehensive nurse-created audio guide with ebook companion. Educational disclaimer. This guide is for educational purposes only. It is not medical advice. It is not a diagnosis, and it is not a treatment plan. Always talk with your doctor or another qualified healthcare professional about your own symptoms, scan results, care, and next steps. If you think you may be having a medical emergency, seek urgent help right away. Introduction. Welcome to Coronary Artery Calcium, CAC scan. Understanding your scan and what it may mean. This guide was created to help patients, families, and caregivers better understand the CAC scan in clear, supportive language. Inside, we will talk about what the scan is, why a doctor may order it, what happens during the test, what the score may mean, what it may not mean, and what kinds of questions may be helpful to ask next. The goal is not panic. The goal is more clarity, better questions, and a steadier path forward. Chapter 1. What a CAC scan is. Understanding the test in plain language. A coronary artery calcium scan, often called a CAC scan, is a special CT scan of the heart that looks for calcium deposits in the coronary arteries. The coronary arteries are the blood vessels that bring blood to the heart muscle. Calcium in those arteries can be a sign of plaque buildup linked with coronary artery disease. Mayo Clinic, 2025. In simple terms, this scan helps answer a basic question. Is there calcium buildup in the arteries that feed the heart? And if so, how much? The scan result is turned into a score that may help a doctor better understand heart risk discussions and prevention planning. Mayo Clinic, 2025. A CAC scan is considered non-invasive, which means it does not cut the skin and usually does not require instruments to go inside the body. It is generally quick and is commonly done without contrast dye. Radiology Info, ND. What the scan is looking for. The scan is looking for calcified plaque in the coronary arteries. Plaque is made of fat, cholesterol, calcium, and other substances that collect in the artery wall over time. When plaque becomes calcified, it can be seen on this type of CT scan. That calcified plaque is an important marker of atherosclerosis, which is another word for plaque buildup in the arteries. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, ND. This matters because plaque buildup in the coronary arteries can narrow blood flow to the heart over time. A CAC scan may show signs of coronary artery disease before symptoms appear, which is one reason doctors may use it in selected prevention discussions. Mayo Clinic, 2025. What makes a CAC scan different from other heart tests? A CAC scan is not the same as a stress test, an echocardiogram, a coronary CT angiogram, a heart catheterization. Its job is narrower. It is designed to measure coronary artery calcium, not to answer every possible heart question. It helps with risk information and prevention conversations. It does not replace the rest of the medical picture, including symptoms, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, smoking history, family history, and a doctor's judgment. This one part of the bigger picture idea also fits the way your original CAC guide frames the test. Mayo Clinic, 2025. What this scan may help with. A CAC scan may help show whether calcified plaque is present, estimate how much calcified plaque is present, support a prevention discussion with a doctor, help guide next step decisions in the right patient context. Mayo Clinic, 2025. For some people, that information may help make a heart risk conversation feel clearer and more concrete. A person may go from hearing a general discussion about risk factors to seeing whether calcium has actually been detected in the coronary arteries. That is an inference supported by the way Mayo Clinic describes the scan's role in risk assessment and treatment planning. Mayo Clinic, 2025. What this scan does not do. A CAC scan has limits. It does not replace your symptoms, replace emergency evaluation, show every type of plaque, answer every question about the heart, make decisions by itself without the rest of your health picture. Radiology Info, ND. Radiology Info notes that coronary calcium scoring shows calcified plaque, which means it may not capture all plaque, especially plaque that is not calcified. That is one reason a CAC scan is useful, but still limited. Radiology Info, ND. Who this chapter is for? This chapter is for people who have heard the term CAC scan and want to understand the basics before moving on to preparation, results, or next steps. It is also for family members and caregivers who want a calmer, simpler explanation of what this test is actually doing. Brief health story. David heard his doctor mention a CAC scan and immediately felt uncertain. He was not sure if it was a major heart procedure, a screening test, or something done only after a heart problem had already happened. Once he learned that a CAC scan is a quick CT scan that looks for calcium in the coronary arteries, the conversation became easier to follow. He still had questions, but the test no longer felt like a mystery. Key takeaway: a CAC scan is a special CT heart scan that looks for calcium deposits in the coronary arteries. It is a non-invasive test that may help show whether calcified plaque is present and how much is seen. That information may support heart risk and prevention discussions, but it is only one part of the bigger picture. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Chapter 2. Why a doctor may order a CAC scan. Understanding when this test may be part of a heart risk discussion. A doctor may order a CAC scan when the goal is to get more information about heart risk, especially when the next prevention step is not completely clear from the usual risk factors alone. A CAC scan is often used as a risk discussion tool, not as a routine test for every person. It may help show whether calcified plaque is present in the coronary arteries and how much is seen. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. To help clarify heart risk discussions, one common reason a doctor may order a CAC scan is to help make a prevention conversation more specific. A person may already know about risk factors such as age, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, or family history. But there may still be uncertainty about how aggressive prevention steps should be. In that setting, a CAC scan may add useful information. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. For some people, the scan helps move the discussion from general risk estimates to a more personal picture of whether calcified plaque has already been detected. That can make conversations about prevention feel clearer and more concrete. This is an inference, but it follows directly from how Mayo Clinic and the American Heart Association describe the test's role in risk assessment. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. When a person has risk factors but no symptoms, a CAC scan is often discussed in people who do not have clear heart disease symptoms but who may have enough risk factors to raise prevention questions. Radiology Info describes cardiac CT for calcium scoring as a way to obtain information about the presence, location, and extent of calcified plaque in the coronary arteries. Radiology Info, 2024. The American Heart Association says calcium scoring is not recommended for people without symptoms who already have low heart attack risk, unless there is something like a strong family history of premature coronary heart disease. The same source also notes that the test usually does not add extra information for people who already have known coronary disease, such as those who have had a heart attack, bypass surgery, or a coronary stent. American Heart Association, 2025. To support prevention planning, another reason a doctor may order a CAC scan is to help guide a prevention plan. Mayo Clinic notes that the scan may help determine the chance of heart attack and help guide treatment if there is uncertainty about whether stronger prevention steps may be useful. Mayo Clinic, 2025. This does not mean the scan makes decisions by itself. A doctor still looks at the full picture, including symptoms, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, smoking history, family history, and other health issues. But the CAC score may become one more piece of that bigger discussion. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. To show whether calcified plaque is already present, a doctor may also order the scan because it can show whether calcified plaque is already present, even before symptoms appear. Radiology Info says calcified plaque signals the presence of atherosclerosis, also called coronary artery disease. Radiology Info, 2024. That information can matter because some people feel well and have no obvious symptoms, yet still want a better understanding of whether plaque buildup has already started. Again, the scan is not the whole story, but it may answer one important question. Has calcified coronary plaque already been detected? Radiology Info, 2024. Mayo Clinic, 2025. When the doctor wants more detail than a basic risk estimate alone, standard risk estimates are useful, but sometimes they do not fully settle the question of what to do next. Mayo Clinic's heart scan guidance and its coronary artery disease diagnosis page both describe coronary calcium imaging as a way to add detail to risk assessment. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Mayo Clinic, 2024. This may be especially helpful when a patient and doctor are trying to decide whether the person's risk picture looks reassuring, concerning, or somewhere in between. That gray zone clarification idea is an inference, but it matches the way these sources describe the test's role. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. When a CAC scan may not be the main answer, a CAC scan is not usually the main test for someone having active chest pain, shortness of breath concerning for heart disease, or another urgent symptom pattern. It also does not replace emergency evaluation. Mayo Clinic's coronary artery disease guidance notes that other heart tests may be needed depending on the situation. And Radiology Info explains that calcium scoring is focused specifically on calcified plaque burden. Mayo Info, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. So while a doctor may order a CAC scan to help with prevention planning, that does not mean it is the right answer for every heart-related question. Brief health story. David knew he had some heart risk factors, but he did not know what to do with that information. His doctor said the next step was not completely obvious and suggested a CAC scan to get a better sense of whether calcified plaque was already present. That helped David understand why the test was being considered. It was not being ordered because something dramatic had already happened. It was being used to make a prevention discussion more informed. Key takeaway: a doctor may order a CAC scan to help clarify heart risk and prevention discussions, especially when the next step is not fully clear from standard risk factors alone. The scan may help show whether calcified plaque is present and how much is seen, but it is still only one part of the bigger medical picture. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. Chapter 3. What happens during a CAC scan? Understanding what the test experience is usually like. A CAC scan is usually a quick, non-invasive CT scan of the heart. Most people are surprised by how short and simple the test is. In many cases, the scan itself takes only a few minutes, although the full appointment may take a little longer because of check-in, positioning, and setup. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. Before the scan begins, when you arrive, a technologist or staff member will usually explain the test and help you get ready. You may be asked to remove metal objects such as jewelry or clothing with metal parts, because metal can interfere with imaging. Depending on the center, you may change into a gown. Radiology Info, 2024. Small sticky patches called electrodes are usually placed on your chest. These connect to an EKG or ECG monitor, which tracks your heartbeat during the test. The heart rhythm information helps the scanner capture clearer images of the heart. American Heart Association, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. Getting into position. You will lie on a narrow exam table that slides into the CT scanner. The scanner is open and shaped like a short ring or arch. It moves around the area being scanned, but it does not touch you. One American Heart Association, 2025. Most people lie flat on their back. The technologist may ask you to stay still and may adjust your position so the pictures come out clearly. This part is usually simple, but staying still matters because movement can blur the images. That explanation is an inference, but it follows directly from how CT imaging works and how patient instructions are described by Radiology Info and the American Heart Association. Radiology Info, 2024. One American Heart Association, 2025. During the scan. Once the scan starts, the table slowly moves into the scanner. The technologist watches from a nearby room, usually through a window, and can speak with you through an intercom. American Heart Association, 2025. You may be asked to hold your breath for short periods while the pictures are taken. This helps reduce motion and improve image quality. The breath holds are usually brief. American Heart Association, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. A CAC scan is commonly done without contrast dye and without needles. That is one reason many people find it easier and less stressful than they expected. Radiology Info, 2024. How long it usually takes? The actual scanning portion is usually quick. The American Heart Association says CT scanning for a CAC test usually takes about 10 to 15 minutes. The full visit may be a little longer, depending on the center and how long setup takes. American Heart Association, 2025. In everyday terms, this is usually not a long procedure. For many people, the preparation takes almost as long as the scan itself. What it usually feels like. A CAC scan is usually painless. You should not feel the scan itself. The main things people usually notice are lying still, the table moving, brief breath hold instructions, the cool room, or equipment setup. Radiology info notes that the exam takes little time, causes no pain, and does not require contrast injection. Radiology info, 2024. Some people may feel slightly uncomfortable if lying flat is hard for them, or if they feel nervous in medical settings. But in general, this is usually considered a simple and well-tolerated test. What the machine is doing? The CT scanner uses X-rays and computer technology to create images of the heart and coronary arteries. In a CAC scan, the goal is to detect and measure calcified plaque in those arteries. The images are then used to calculate a calcium score. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. That score does not tell the whole story by itself, but it is the main number that comes out of the test and becomes part of the prevention discussion later. After the scan is finished, once the pictures are complete, the electrodes are removed, and you can usually go back to normal activities right away. Because there is generally no sedation and no recovery period, most people can leave soon after the test is done. Radiology Info, 2024. The images are then reviewed, and the calcium score is reported. Your doctor will use that result, along with the rest of your health information, to discuss what it may mean. Brief health story. David expected a complicated heart test and felt nervous before his appointment. But once he arrived, he found that the process was much more straightforward than he had imagined. The staff placed small monitors on his chest, helped him lie still on the table, and asked him to hold his breath a few times during the scan. The whole experience felt much shorter and simpler than he expected. That helped him feel calmer while waiting to hear what the results meant. Key takeaway: a CAC scan is usually a quick, painless, non-invasive CT scan of the heart. During the test, chest electrodes are used to monitor the heartbeat. The table moves through the scanner, and you may be asked to hold your breath briefly while pictures are taken. The scan is usually done without contrast dye and is often finished in about 10 to 15 minutes. American Heart Association, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. Chapter 4. How to prepare for a CAC scan. Simple steps that may help the appointment go smoothly. Preparation for a CAC scan is usually simple, but it still helps to know what to expect ahead of time. A CAC scan is commonly a quick, non-invasive CT scan, and many imaging centers give short instructions before the appointment. Knowing those steps ahead of time can make the visit feel calmer and more manageable. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, ND. Ask your doctor or imaging center about specific instructions. Preparation instructions can vary a little by facility, so it is a good idea to ask whether there are any special rules for your appointment. Some centers may ask about caffeine, smoking, exercise, or medicines before the scan. The American Heart Association notes that some people may be told not to smoke or drink caffeine before the test. American Heart Association, 2025. If the center gives you instructions, follow those instructions first. That helps avoid delays or the need to reschedule. This is an inference based on standard imaging workflow and the fact that facilities may give specific prep guidance. Radiology Info, ND, American Heart Association, 2025. Wear simple, comfortable clothing. Comfortable clothing can make the visit easier. You may be asked to change into a gown, and you may also be asked to remove metal objects such as jewelry, eyeglasses, hairpins, or clothing with metal parts. Radiology Info notes that metal objects can affect CT images and are commonly removed before scanning. Radiology Info, ND. A simple choice, such as loose-fitting clothes and easy-to-remove jewelry, can make preparation faster once you arrive. Be ready for heart monitoring stickers on the chest. Before the scan, small sticky patches called electrodes are usually placed on the chest. These connect to an ECG or EKG monitor, so the scanner can match the images with the heartbeat. That helps the test capture clearer pictures of the heart. Radiology Info, ND, American Heart Association, 2025. Knowing that ahead of time can make the setup feel less surprising. Avoid things you were told to avoid before the test. If your doctor or the imaging center says to avoid caffeine, smoking, or certain activities before the scan, it is best to follow that plan. The American Heart Association specifically notes that some people may be told not to smoke or have caffeine before the test. American Heart Association 2025. This does not mean everyone will get the exact same instructions, but it does mean checking ahead matters. Arrive with enough time. Because the actual scan is short, some people assume they can arrive at the last minute, but the appointment may still involve check-in, preparation, chest electrode placement, and positioning on the table. Arriving with a little extra time may make the visit feel less rushed. The American Heart Association says the scan itself usually takes about 10 to 15 minutes, but that does not include the rest of the appointment process. American Heart Association 2025. That extra time can also help if you need to ask last-minute questions. Know that the scan is usually done without contrast dye. One reason many people find CAC scan preparation simpler than expected is that the test is commonly done without contrast dye. Radiology Info states that calcium scoring is usually done without contrast material. Radiology Info, ND. That often means less preparation than some other imaging tests. It also means many people do not need to prepare for an IV line or dye injection for this specific scan. Try to stay calm about breath holding. During the scan, you may be asked to hold your breath for short periods. This is normal and helps reduce motion during imaging. The breath holds are usually brief. American Heart Association 2025. Radiology Info, ND. If that makes you nervous, it may help to remember that the instructions are usually simple, and the staff will guide you through them. Bring your questions. A person may want to ask, do I need to avoid caffeine before the test? Should I take my usual medicines? How early should I arrive? Will I need to change clothes? When will I get my results? Those are practical questions, and asking them ahead of time may make the appointment smoother. This is an inference based on the preparation issues most commonly mentioned in patient guidance. American Heart Association 2025. Radiology Info, ND. Brief health story. David worried that the CAC scan would require a long list of special steps, but when he checked with the imaging center, he learned that preparation was fairly simple. He wore comfortable clothes, skipped his morning coffee because the center told him to, and arrived a little early. That helped the appointment feel calmer. Instead of walking in unsure, he knew what to expect. Key takeaway: preparing for a CAC scan is usually straightforward. It helps to follow the imaging center's instructions, wear simple clothing, be ready for chest electrodes, and ask ahead if you need to avoid caffeine or smoking before the test. The scan is usually quick and commonly done without contrast dye, which makes preparation easier than many people expect. American Heart Association 2025. Radiology Info, ND. Mayo Clinic 2025. Chapter 5. Understanding the results. What the CAC score means and how to think about it in plain language. After a CAC scan, the main result is usually given as a calcium score. This score reflects how much calcified plaque was seen in the coronary arteries on the scan. In simple terms, A higher score usually means more coronary calcium was detected. That may suggest a greater burden of calcified plaque and a higher likelihood of coronary artery disease. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, ND. What the score is measuring. The score is not measuring symptoms, stamina, or how a person feels day to day. It is measuring the amount of calcified plaque seen in the coronary arteries. Mayo Clinic explains that a coronary calcium scan looks for calcium deposits in the heart arteries, and Radiology Info states that calcium scoring helps identify the presence, location, and extent of calcified plaque in those arteries. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, ND. That means the score is really a plaque burden marker, not a full report on every possible heart issue. What a score of 0 may mean. A score of 0 usually means no calcified plaque was seen on the scan. That can be reassuring, especially in the right clinical setting. The American Heart Association says that a 0 score means no calcium is seen in the heart, and that the chance of having a heart attack is low, although not impossible. American Heart Association, 2025. Even so, a 0 score does not mean perfect heart health or no risk at all. It means no calcium was detected on this scan. A person may still have other risk factors, and the scan may not show every kind of plaque. That limit is important, and is also part of why a CAC scan is only one part of the bigger picture. Radiology Info, ND. Mayo Clinic, 2025. What higher scores may mean. As the score goes up, it usually means more calcified plaque is present. The American Heart Association explains that scores above 0 suggest increasing amounts of coronary calcium, and higher scores are associated with a greater likelihood of coronary artery disease and a higher risk of future heart problems. American Heart Association, 2025. In everyday language, higher score equal more calcium seen. More calcium seen equal more calcified plaque burden. More plaque burden may support a more serious prevention discussion. That does not mean the score predicts exactly what will happen to one person on one exact timeline. It means the result may help place the person into a clearer risk conversation. This is an inference, but it follows directly from how Mayo Clinic and the American Heart Association describe the score's use in risk assessment and treatment planning. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. Common score ranges people may hear about. People are often told that CAC scores are grouped into broad categories. The American Heart Association lists examples such as 0 ESUX and no identifiable disease, 1 to 99 a score of mild disease, 100 to 399 a score of moderate disease, 400 and above extensive disease. American Heart Association, 2025. These ranges can help make the result easier to understand, but they still need to be interpreted in context. A doctor may also consider age, sex, cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, smoking history, family history, and other factors when discussing what the score means. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Why the result has to be interpreted in context. A CAC score is useful, but it is not a complete diagnosis by itself. Mayo Clinic says the results can help determine heart attack or stroke risk and may be used to plan or change treatment. That wording matters. The score helps with risk estimation and planning. It does not replace the rest of the clinical picture. Mayo Clinic, 2025. For example, two people could have the same calcium score but still have different overall risk discussions because of differences in age, symptoms, smoking, diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, or family history. That is an inference, but it reflects the way these sources describe CAC as one piece of broader risk assessment. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. What the score does not tell you. A CAC score does not tell you everything. It does not show every kind of plaque, explain every chest symptom, replace emergency evaluation, automatically decide what treatment should happen, give the full picture of heart health by itself. Radiology Info, ND, Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info notes that the scan is specifically about calcified plaque. That means non-calcified plaque may not be captured the same way. This is one of the most important limits to understand when reading the result. Radiology Info, ND. Why people often feel strongly about the result. Some people feel relieved by a low or zero score. Others feel alarmed if the score is higher than expected. Both reactions are understandable. A CAC score can make heart risk feel more real because it gives a visible, measurable result rather than a more abstract discussion of risk factors alone. That reaction is an inference, but it fits the way CAC scoring is used to clarify prevention decisions. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. That is why many people benefit from hearing the result explained calmly, with context, not just being handed a number without discussion. Brief health story. David was told his CAC score was higher than zero, and that immediately made him nervous. At first, he thought the number alone meant something dramatic had already happened. But once his doctor explained that the score reflected calcified plaque burden and needed to be interpreted along with the rest of his health picture, the result made more sense. He still took it seriously, but he no longer felt like the number should be read in isolation. Key takeaway: the CAC result is usually given as a calcium score, which reflects how much calcified plaque was seen in the coronary arteries. A score of zero means no coronary calcium was detected, while higher scores generally mean more calcified plaque is present. The result can help guide a prevention discussion, but it still needs to be interpreted as one part of the bigger medical picture. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. Radiology Info, ND. Chapter 6. What the results may mean, / next steps. How doctors may use the CAC result in a prevention discussion. After a CAC scan, the next question is usually not just, what is my score? It is also, what does this mean for me now? A CAC result may help a doctor better understand heart risk discussions, prevention planning, and whether the current approach still makes sense or needs to be adjusted. Mayo Clinic says the results may be used to help determine heart attack or stroke risk, and may be used to plan or change treatment for coronary artery disease. A zero score may be reassuring, but not a free pass. A score of zero usually means no calcified plaque was seen on the scan. That can be reassuring in the right setting, and the American Heart Association says a zero score means no calcium is seen in the heart and the chance of heart attack is low, though not zero. At the same time, a zero score does not mean a person has no risk factors, no need for prevention, or no need to talk with a doctor about the bigger picture. A doctor may still look at cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, smoking history, symptoms, family history, and age. So even when a zero score feels encouraging, it still has to be understood in context. That encouraging but not the whole story interpretation is an inference supported by how Mayo Clinic The AHA and radiology info describes CAC as one part of risk assessment rather than the whole answer. A score above zero may support a more serious prevention discussion. A score above zero means calcified plaque was detected. In general, the higher the score, the more coronary calcium was seen. The American Heart Association explains that higher CAC scores are linked with a greater chance of coronary artery disease and a higher risk of future heart problems. That does not mean the number predicts exactly what will happen or when. It does mean the result may support a more serious discussion about prevention, risk reduction, and how closely a person's heart health should be followed. This is an inference, but it follows directly from Mayo Clinic's statement that results may be used to plan or change treatment, and from AHA guidance on risk interpretation. The result may affect the treatment conversation. One of the most important next steps after a CAC scan is often a conversation about whether anything should change in the prevention plan. Mayo Clinic says the scan may help plan treatment if risk is low to moderate or unclear. That conversation may include topics such as whether current risk factor management seems strong enough, whether cholesterol-lowering treatment should be discussed, whether blood pressure goals need more attention, whether lifestyle habits need to become a bigger focus, whether other heart risk factors deserve closer follow-up. The exact next step depends on the full medical picture, not the CAC score alone. The result may motivate prevention. For some people, a CAC result can make prevention feel more real. Instead of hearing only an abstract estimate of risk, they now have a more concrete result showing whether calcium was found in the coronary arteries. That can make lifestyle and prevention discussions feel more urgent or more personal. This is an inference, but it fits how Mayo Clinic and the AHA describe CAC testing as a tool to guide treatment planning and risk discussions. That does not mean the scan is meant to scare people. A better way to think about it is that it may help turn a vague question into a clearer prevention conversation. Sometimes the result mainly confirms the current plan. Not every CAC result leads to a big change. In some cases, the scan may mainly support the plan that is already in place. For example, it may confirm that current prevention steps are appropriate, or it may support continuing to monitor risk factors without making a dramatic change. This is an inference from Mayo Clinic's discussion that CAC results may be used to plan or change treatment, which suggests that sometimes the scan reinforces the existing approach rather than overturning it. That can still be useful. A result does not have to lead to a major change to have value. The result does not replace symptoms or urgent care. A CAC result should not be used to ignore symptoms. If a person has concerning chest pain, shortness of breath, or another urgent symptom pattern that still needs proper medical evaluation, a CAC score is a prevention and risk assessment tool, not a substitute for emergency care or symptom-based evaluation. Radiology Info and Mayo Clinic both make clear that CAC scoring is focused on calcified plaque burden, not every possible heart problem. So one important next step is knowing what the scan does not settle by itself. Questions worth asking after the result. After receiving the result, a person may want to ask, what does this score mean in my case? How does this fit with my other risk factors? Does this change anything about my prevention plan? Should I discuss cholesterol, blood pressure, or other treatment steps? Do I need more follow-up or another type of evaluation? These questions are not listed word for word by the sources, but they are reasonable next step questions based on how Mayo Clinic and the AHA describe the role of CAC scoring in treatment planning and risk assessment. Brief health story. David expected the CAC result to give him a simple yes or no answer. Instead, his doctor explained that the score was one part of a larger prevention discussion. It helped show whether calcified plaque was already present, but it did not replace the rest of his health picture. That explanation helped him think about the result in a more balanced way. Instead of focusing only on the number, he began to understand what the number meant for next steps. Key takeaway: a CAC result may help guide prevention and next step discussions, especially when heart risk is not fully clear from standard risk factors alone. A score of 0 may be reassuring, and a higher score may support a more serious prevention conversation. But the result still needs to be interpreted alongside the rest of the person's health picture. Chapter 7. What it does not show. Understanding the limits of a CAC scan in plain language. A CAC scan can be useful, but it is important to understand what it does not show. The test is designed to measure calcified plaque in the coronary arteries. That means it gives information about coronary calcium burden, not a complete picture of every heart problem or every kind of plaque. Mayo Clinic, 2025, and Radiology Info, 2024. It does not show every kind of plaque. One of the most important limits of a CAC scan is that it looks for calcified plaque, not every kind of plaque. Radiology Info explains that coronary artery disease, especially in people younger than 50, can be present without calcium, and that non-calcified plaque may not be detected by this exam. That means a person can still have coronary artery disease, even if the scan does not show calcium. Radiology Info, 2024. This is one reason a CAC scan should not be treated like a complete yes or no answer about heart disease. It can provide helpful information, but it does not see everything. A 0 score may be reassuring in the right setting, but it does not guarantee that no plaque of any kind is present. Mayo Clinic, 2025, and Radiology Info, 2024. It does not show how narrow an artery is with certainty. A CAC scan is not the same thing as a test that directly looks for the exact degree of narrowing in a coronary artery. It shows the presence and amount of calcium, which can be a marker of atherosclerosis, but it does not fully answer how blocked an artery may be at that moment. Radiology Info describes calcium scoring as a way to identify the presence, location, and extent of calcified plaque. While the American Heart Association's cardiac CT angiography information explains that other cardiac CT testing is used when the goal is to look more directly at narrowed arteries. Radiology Info, 2024, and American Heart Association, 2025. In plain language, a CAC scan is better at answering, is calcified plaque present and how much is seen, than it is at answering, exactly how blocked is this artery right now. That distinction is an inference, but it follows from the different roles of calcium scoring and coronary CT angiography. Radiology Info, 2024, and American Heart Association, 2025. It does not replace symptom-based evaluation. A CAC scan is not the right tool to explain every symptom. If a person has concerning chest pain, shortness of breath, fainting, or another potentially urgent symptom pattern that still needs proper medical evaluation, a calcium score should not be used as a reason to ignore symptoms or delay urgent care. The American Heart Association's chest pain guidance emphasizes that chest pain evaluation depends on clinical risk and symptoms, not on calcium scoring alone. American Heart Association 2021 and American Heart Association 2025. That means a CAC scan may help with prevention and risk discussions, but it does not replace a doctor's evaluation of symptoms. A person can have a reassuring CAC result and still need medical attention if symptoms are concerning. This is an inference, but it is consistent with how symptom-based heart evaluation is described by the AHA and how CAC scoring is described by Mayo Clinic and Radiology Info. Mayo Clinic, 2025, Radiology Info, 2024, and American Heart Association, 2021. It does not replace the rest of the risk picture. A CAC scan is only one part of heart risk assessment. It does not replace the rest of the information a doctor uses, such as blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, smoking history, family history, age, symptoms, other medical conditions. Mayo Clinic says the scan can help guide treatment and risk discussions, but it is used alongside the rest of the person's health picture. Mayo Clinic, 2025. So even if two people have the same calcium score, their overall prevention plan may still be different. That is an inference, but it follows directly from the fact that CAC is used as part of broader risk assessment, rather than as a standalone answer. Mayo Clinic, 2025. It does not tell the future with certainty. Some people hope the CAC score will tell them exactly what will happen next. It cannot do that. A CAC scan can help estimate risk, but it does not predict the future with certainty for one individual person. Mayo Clinic explains that when calcium is present, higher scores are linked with higher risk, but that still means risk information, not a guaranteed timeline or exact outcome. Mayo Clinic, 2025. That is important because people may feel falsely reassured by a low score or unnecessarily hopeless about a high one. The result matters, but it still needs to be explained in context. That interpretation is an inference supported by the way the sources describe CAC as a risk tool rather than a crystal ball. Mayo Clinic, 2025, and Radiology Info, 2024. It does not work equally well in every situation. Radiology Info also notes a few practical limitations. The test may be harder to perform or interpret well in some cases, such as when a person is very large or when the heart rate is high enough to affect image quality. Those are not the most common concerns patients think about, but they are still part of the test's limits. Radiology Info 2024. This does not mean the scan is unreliable. It just means, like many tests, it has real-world limits that matter in certain situations. Brief health story. David originally thought the CAC scan would answer every question about his heart. When he learned that the test measures calcified plaque but does not show every kind of plaque or explain every symptom, the result made more sense. That did not make the scan useless. It helped him understand what the scan was designed to do and what questions still needed to be discussed with his doctor. Key takeaway: a CAC scan can show calcified plaque burden, but it does not show every kind of plaque. Does not replace symptom-based evaluation, does not replace the full risk picture, and does not predict the future with certainty. It is a helpful tool, but it is still only one piece of the larger medical picture. Mayo Clinic, 2025, and Radiology Info, 2024. Chapter 8, Risks, Safety, and Who May Need Caution. Understanding the safety side of a CAC scan in plain language. A CAC scan is generally considered a quick, non-invasive test and for many people, it is low risk. But like any medical test, it still has limits and safety points worth understanding before the appointment. Mayo Clinic notes that a coronary calcium scan uses X-rays, and radiology info explains that it is a CT-based imaging test used to look for calcified plaque in the coronary arteries. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. Radiation exposure is one of the main safety considerations. A CAC scan uses radiation because it is a CT scan. Mayo Clinic says the amount of radiation is generally considered safe, but it is still radiation exposure. Radiology Info also notes that calcium scoring uses CT imaging, which involves X-rays. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. For most people, this does not cause immediate harm, but it is still one reason the test should be ordered thoughtfully rather than casually. In other words, a CAC scan can be useful, but it should still have a good reason behind it. That is an inference, but it fits how medical imaging is generally approached and how these sources present the test as a tool used in selected situations rather than for everyone. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. The test is usually done without needles or contrast dye. One reason many people feel reassured about a CAC scan is that it is commonly done without contrast dye and without an IV. Radiology Info says calcium scoring is usually done without contrast material. That reduces some of the risks that can come with other imaging tests that use contrast dye. Radiology Info, 2024. That means people are usually not dealing with contrast-related concerns, such as dye reactions or IV placement, for this particular scan. It is usually painless. A CAC scan is usually described as painless. Radiology Info notes that the exam takes little time, causes no pain, and does not require contrast injection. The American Heart Association also describes it as a quick CT-based test. Radiology Info, 2024. American Heart Association, 2025. The most uncomfortable parts, if any, are usually practical things, such as lying still, brief breath holding, or feeling nervous in a medical setting. The scan itself should not be painful. It may not be right for everyone. Even though the scan is low risk for many people, that does not mean it is the right test for everyone. Mayo Clinic says a coronary calcium scan is not recommended as a general screening test for those known to be at high risk for heart attacks and is also not usually suggested for people who have already had a heart attack, a coronary stent, or bypass surgery because other tests or procedures already show the heart arteries in those situations. Mayo Clinic, 2025. The American Heart Association also says CAC testing is often most useful in people whose risk is not clearly low or clearly high, meaning it is usually part of a more selected prevention discussion rather than a one-size-fits-all screening test. American Heart Association, 2025. Some people may need extra caution. Radiology Info notes that image quality may be affected in some situations, including very large body size or a rapid or irregular heart rate. That does not automatically mean the scan cannot be done, but it does mean some people may need the situation reviewed more carefully by the imaging team. Radiology Info, 2024. Pregnancy is also a common reason for caution with X-ray-based imaging in general. If there is any chance of pregnancy, that should be discussed with the imaging center or doctor before the test. This caution is a standard imaging safety principle and is consistent with how radiology exams are typically handled. although the CAC pages themselves focus more on the test than on pregnancy wording specifically. Radiology Info, 2024. A reassuring test still has emotional impact even when a CAC scan is physically low risk. The result can still carry emotional weight. Some people feel anxious waiting for the score. Others feel worried about what the number might mean. That emotional impact is not listed as a formal risk in the sources, but it is a realistic part of the experience for many people going through heart risk testing. This is an inference based on how CAC scoring is used in prevention discussions and how strongly people often react to heart risk information. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. That is one reason it helps to go into the test understanding that the scan is a tool for information, not a final answer to every heart question. False reassurance and overreaction are both worth avoiding. A low or zero score can feel very reassuring, and a higher score can feel alarming. But both results still need context. A low score should not be used to ignore symptoms or other risk factors, and a higher score should not automatically be read as an immediate crisis. This is an inference, but it follows directly from the way Mayo Clinic, Radiology Info, and the American Heart Association all describe CAC scoring as one part of a broader risk assessment rather than a standalone decision tool. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. American Heart Association, 2025. Brief health story. David assumed that because the CAC scan was quick, there was nothing important to think about ahead of time. Later, he learned that even a simple scan still has safety points worth understanding, especially radiation exposure and the fact that the test is most useful in the right clinical setting. That helped him think about the test in a more balanced way. It felt reassuring that the scan was usually quick and painless, but also helpful to know it still needed to be interpreted thoughtfully. Key takeaway: a CAC scan is generally a low-risk, non-invasive, painless test, and it is usually done without contrast dye or needles. The main safety consideration is radiation exposure, and the test is not equally useful in every situation. It is often most helpful when used thoughtfully as part of a broader prevention discussion. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. American Heart Association, 2025. Chapter 9. Common Questions. Simple answers to questions people often have about a CAC scan. People often have practical questions about a CAC scan, especially when the test is new to them. That makes sense. Even though the scan is usually quick and non-invasive, it still involves the heart, a score, and a prevention discussion that may feel important. This chapter answers some of the most common questions in plain language, using the same calm, patient-friendly style as the rest of the guide. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. Is a CAC scan painful? A CAC scan is usually not painful. It is a non-invasive CT scan, and the scan itself should not hurt. Most people mainly notice lying still, brief breath holding, and the setup process with chest electrodes. Radiology Info says the exam takes little time and causes no pain. Radiology Info, 2024. How long does the scan take? The actual scanning portion is usually short. The American Heart Association says the scan itself usually takes about 10 to 15 minutes. The whole visit may be a little longer because of check-in, setup, and positioning. American Heart Association, 2025. Does the scan use contrast dye? Usually no, a CAC scan is commonly done without contrast dye. That is one reason the test is often simpler than people expect. Radiology Info specifically notes that calcium scoring is usually done without contrast material. Radiology Info 2024. Does a zero score mean I have no heart risk? Not exactly. A score of zero means no coronary calcium was detected on the scan. That can be reassuring. And the American Heart Association says the chance of heart attack is low when no calcium is seen. But a zero score does not mean zero risk of every heart problem, and it does not replace the rest of the health picture. American Heart Association 2025. Radiology Info 2024. Does a high score mean I am having a heart attack? No. A higher score means more calcified plaque was detected, not that a heart attack is happening right now. The score is used to help with risk and prevention discussions, not to diagnose an active emergency by itself. If a person has concerning chest pain or other urgent symptoms that still needs proper medical evaluation. Mayo Clinic 2025, American Heart Association 2021. Can a CAC scan miss heart disease? It can miss some things. A CAC scan is designed to show calcified plaque, not every kind of plaque. Radiology Info notes that coronary artery disease can be present without calcium, especially in younger people, and that non-calcified plaque may not be detected by this test. Radiology Info 2024. Why would a doctor order this test if I feel fine? A CAC scan is often used in people who do not have symptoms but who may have risk factors that make a prevention discussion more important. The scan may help clarify whether calcified plaque is already present and whether the prevention plan should be discussed more seriously. Mayo Clinic 2025. American Heart Association 2025. If I already have known heart disease, do I still need a CAC scan? Usually not as the main question. Mayo Clinic says a coronary calcium scan is not usually recommended for people already known to be at high risk for heart attacks or for people who have already had a heart attack, a coronary stent, or bypass surgery, because those situations already show that coronary disease is present. Mayo Clinic 2025. Will I be able to go back to normal activities afterward? Usually yes, because the test is generally done without sedation and without contrast dye. Most people can return to normal activities right after the appointment. Radiology Info describes the exam as quick and non-invasive, with no recovery period like a sedated procedure would require. Radiology Info 2024. When will I get the results? That depends on the imaging center and the doctor reviewing the scan. Some centers report results fairly quickly, while others may take longer. The timing varies, so it is reasonable to ask the imaging center or doctor when you should expect the score and follow-up discussion. This timing point is practical guidance rather than a fixed published rule, but it follows from standard imaging workflow. Mayo Clinic 2025. Can this scan tell me exactly what treatment I need? No. A CAC scan may help guide prevention and treatment conversations, but it does not decide everything by itself. The result still needs to be understood along with cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, smoking history, family history, symptoms, and the rest of the medical picture. Mayo Clinic 2025. Should I be worried about the radiation? A CAC scan does involve radiation because it is a CT scan. Mayo Clinic says the amount is generally considered safe, but it is still a real exposure and part of why the test should be used thoughtfully. Mayo Clinic 2025. Is this the same as a coronary CT angiogram? No. These are different tests. A CAC scan measures coronary calcium and helps with plaque burden and prevention discussions. A coronary CT angiogram is a different type of imaging test used to look more directly at the coronary arteries, often with contrast, depending on the clinical question. American Heart Association, 2025. Brief health story. David had more questions than he expected after hearing about the CAC scan. He wanted to know whether it would hurt, whether he would need dye, whether a zero score meant he was completely in the clear, and whether a higher score meant something terrible was happening right away. Once those questions were answered clearly, the test felt much less intimidating. He realized the CAC scan was not meant to answer every heart question. It was meant to provide one useful piece of information for a bigger prevention conversation. Key takeaway: many common questions about a CAC scan come down to the same idea. It is usually a quick, painless, non-invasive test that helps measure calcified plaque in the coronary arteries. It can be very useful, but it does not answer every heart question by itself. The result still needs to be understood in context. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. American Heart Association, 2025. Chapter 10. Putting it all together. Making sense of the CAC scan in the bigger picture of heart health. By the time a person reaches this point in the guide, the CAC scan usually feels much less mysterious. It is not a surgery. It is not a treatment by itself. It is not a test that answers every heart question. It is a non-invasive CT scan that looks for calcified plaque in the coronary arteries and gives a calcium score that may help support prevention and risk discussions. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. The CAC scan is a tool, not the whole answer. One of the most important things to remember is that a CAC scan is a tool. It can add useful information, but it does not replace the rest of the medical picture. A doctor still has to consider the person's age, cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, smoking history, family history, symptoms, and overall risk profile. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. That means the scan is best understood as one part of a bigger prevention conversation. It can help make that conversation more informed, but it should not be treated like a standalone answer to everything. Why the test can still be valuable. Even with its limits, a CAC scan can still be very valuable. For some people, it helps show whether calcified plaque is already present. For others, it helps make an unclear prevention discussion feel more concrete. A person may move from a vague understanding of risk factors to a more specific discussion about whether coronary calcium has actually been detected. That is an inference, but it follows directly from how Mayo Clinic and the American Heart Association describe the test's role in treatment planning and risk clarification. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. Sometimes the value of the test is not that it creates a dramatic new plan. Sometimes the value is that it makes the current plan feel more informed, more confident, or more personalized. What a person should remember about the score. The calcium score matters, but it should not be read in isolation. A zero score may be reassuring, and a higher score may support a more serious prevention discussion, but neither result should be taken out of context. A zero score does not erase all risk, and a higher score does not automatically mean an emergency is happening right now. American Heart Association, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. The score is most useful when it is explained calmly and connected to the person's overall health picture. What this guide was meant to do. This guide was designed to help patients, families, and caregivers understand what a CAC scan is, why a doctor may order it, what happens during the scan, how to prepare, what the results may mean, what the scan does not show, what safety points matter, what common questions are worth asking. The goal was not to turn the reader into a cardiology expert. The goal was to make the test easier to understand, less intimidating, and easier to discuss with a doctor. Good next step questions after reading this guide. After learning about the CAC scan, a person may want to ask, why was this test recommended for me? How does my result fit with my other heart risk factors? Does this result change anything about my prevention plan? What should I focus on next? Do I need follow-up, repeat testing, or more discussion? These are not official scripted questions from one single source, but they are reasonable next step questions based on how Mayo Clinic and the American Heart Association describe the role of CAC testing in prevention discussions. Mayo Clinic, 2025. American Heart Association, 2025. A calm way to think about the test. A helpful way to think about a CAC scan is this. It is not a final verdict. It is not the whole story. It is not meant to replace symptoms, judgment, or full medical care. It is a way to gather more information. It is a way to support a smarter prevention discussion. It is a test that may help bring more clarity to heart risk planning. That way of thinking helps the result feel useful without making it feel overwhelming. Brief health story. David started this process feeling unsure and uneasy. At first, the words heart scan sounded serious and confusing, but by the end of the discussion, he understood that the CAC scan was not a mystery test and not a standalone answer. It was a tool to help guide a bigger prevention conversation. That change in understanding mattered. He still took the results seriously, but he no longer felt lost in the process. He felt more prepared to ask better questions and talk more clearly with his doctor about what came next. Final takeaway: a CAC scan is a quick, non-invasive CT scan that looks for calcified plaque in the coronary arteries. Its main value is in helping support heart risk and prevention discussions. The result can be useful, but it works best when it is understood in context, alongside the person's full health picture. In that way, the CAC scan is not the whole answer, but it can still be an important part of the conversation. Mayo Clinic, 2025. Radiology Info, 2024. American Heart Association, 2025. Encouragement. A CAS scan can feel confusing at first, but understanding what the test is designed to do can make the process feel much clearer. This scan is one tool that may help support a better heart risk and prevention discussion. It is not the whole answer, but it can be one helpful part of the bigger picture. Disclaimer: this guide is for educational purposes only and should not replace care from your doctor or another licensed healthcare professional. References: for full references and linked sources, please see eBook Companion. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to learn with Real Nurse Advocate. If this guide helped you feel more informed or a little more at ease, you can explore additional nurse-created health education at realnurseadvocate.com. There you'll find more topics designed to help you better understand your health and feel more prepared for the next steps. As a small thank you, you can use the code THANKYOU10 for 10% off any future purchase. Take things one step at a time. You're building understanding, and that matters. Ken, BSN, RN, Real Nurse Advocate.